1. Starfire Stadium, Seattle, Women's Soccer League Finals, present day.
"Yank my jersey again, Todd, and I'll shove my cleat up your vag,"
number 11 said. Wide-eyed, Chloe gasped.
"Who told you I like that?"
Chloe and her teammates on the Seattle Reign called this player Handbagger because she hit like a little old lady.
"Your cleat should be so lucky, Handbagger."
For good measure, Chloe yanked on 11's jersey again as she jockeyed for position against the much larger girl. Trash-talking and rough play were all a part of professional soccer. Chloe had the scars and foul mouth to prove it. On the other side of the field, the ball went out of bounds. She took a breather, pulling up the hem of her jersey to wipe her face, rolling her eyes when camera flashes multiplied. She gazed over the stands, saw the line of shirtless fanboys painted with the Reign's colors, royal blue and midnight black. At halftime, they'd sung "You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling" to her and yelled, "Marry me, T-Rex," her soccer nickname. Despite being the league's smallest center striker, traditionally a tall, burly player's position, Chloe was arguably the best and a crowd favorite. Fans liked that she was ferocious on the field, liked that she still had attitude off it. She ran her fingers through her short hair, analyzing earlier plays. Tonight, she'd been unstoppable, seeing openings and lanes as if other players were moving in slow-mo. She'd already scored a brace, 2 goals, against the Boston Breakers, tying the game. 1 more goal would earn Chloe a hat-trick. Not bad for the championships. Somewhere in the stands, the assistant coach for the Olympic team watched this nail-biter keenly. Even Chloe's dad had carved out time from his constant work travel to be here. He stood off by himself in the corridor beside the VIP seats, giving her hand signals. Her part-time trainer and biggest fan. Yes, she'd been on fire this game. But she was also seriously on edge. Over the last few days, she'd been going through some changes, as if all her senses were becoming supercharged. Or she was going crazy. She'd see tracers in her vision and hear sounds from much too far away. Even now, she swore she could smell the roll of Tums in Coach's pocket and the cherry chapstick one of the fanboys wore. Each night, she'd been waking up drenched in sweat, fresh from bizarre dreams that left her shaken. The ref blew the whistle. Ball in play. Uneasiness forgotten. She and Handbagger jockeyed.
"Here comes the boom, bitch!"
Chloe said as she spun, evading her. She secured a flying pass, did an inside hook turn, and readied the ball for the launch. Suddenly she stumbled. Above all the noise in the stadium, she'd heard a single cell phone ring, a pinging so loud she winced. Handbagger capitalized, almost snaring the ball, but Chloe passed it behind her with a heel kick. Luckily, a teammate was right there to collect. It would all look planned. Only her team would know something was off. Whenever Chloe got the ball within this proximity to the goal, she was lethal and selfish. As a finisher, she'd been trained to ball hog in the strike zone. As Dad liked to say,
"You don't hand off to a weaker player, and they're all weaker players. They feed the ball to you."
So why had she botched her shot? Why had she heard one phone above all the rest of the sounds? She glanced at her dad, saw he'd taken a call, pacing the corridor. What the hell was more important than his only daughter's championship game? Sure, he often had work concerns, but if he managed to get to a game, he was here. Across the field, the Breakers' right wing snagged the ball with a clean tackle. Chloe could only wait and hope as the player ran it down the field. The crowd was now deafening. The other teams